There's never a shortage of dumb people doing really stupid things. Welcome to another edition of Idiotology with Lynch and Taco. 101.1 WJRR. Bunch of freaking idiots.
All right, this hour brought to you by WJRR's 12 Days of Axmas. Another autographed guitar up for grabs today. In fact, we're going to give you another chance to enter to win that with the keyword to text into 22526 right after this Idiotology. So stay with us.
Yeah, another Earth Day birthday guitar we're giving away on this one. Five Finger Death Punch, Rise Against, Slash.
They've all signed it.
Seven Dust.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
Remember the one with Slash walking around?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah. You could win that. Just listen for the keyword.
All right. Welcome, Junior Executive Producer Gamble.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
I'm good.
Should we call him Scramble instead? I see him with cords in his hand. And
Scrambling, gambling.
That's what my grandfather called me.
Yeah.
Scramble. I'll sit. My computer just went from like 50% health to now dead and won't turn on, so we're going to figure out how to produce this.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh boy. We go to Ann Arbor, Michigan, where... a man had, in my humble opinion, an unreasonable reaction to the news of the check he was expecting to have posted, not posting. He went into the Chase Bank in Ann Arbor, according to Ann Arbor police. He became angry after he was told his direct deposit hadn't cleared yet. Took his anger out on the bank. The guy is 51 years old. His name is Stephen Wallace. According to police, he grew frustrated and angry, yelling at employees as he left the bank. Once outside, Wallace apparently uprooted a mailbox, tied the front door shut with guitar string, and then proceeded to bang out the front door. He then began throwing various objects at the ATM outside before picking up an animal trap with a concrete base and throwing it through the front window of the bank.
He had an animal trap in his car, or there was one outside?
Apparently, it sounds like it was on the street. I guess there's wild animals that need to be trapped on the streets of Ann Arbor, Michigan, is what I've been able to deduce from this information provided.
And he had guitar strings in the car.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Blocks of cement.
Just because his direct deposit hadn't cleared yet.
But, you know, I mean, when you're waiting on something cash-wise and you have bills that have to be paid...
Don't you know when your direct deposit is... If those of us who have it,
yeah,
you pretty much know when it's... It really doesn't change, does it?
But don't you sometimes just float that check to the pool
person? Even more reason that when it's not there when expected...
To grab said animal trap and propel it through the front window of the bank.
Yeah, and just uproot that mailbox. That's the part that gets me. That's just, like, pure strength.
Yeah, and pure stupidity, because it's a federal offense. Messing with a mailbox. Don't do it.
I won't.
Put that in the back of your head, young Gamble. As ticked off as you get, how many letters you 24-year-olds mail.
When I see that mailbox, I just let it go?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do you get in the mail?
I don't get a massage gun, I'll tell you that.
Oh, the massage gun still hasn't shown up. Do you think you
got
fly-by-night operation, third party?
I think I had what happened to all those PS5s.
You're going to get a box of just a piece of some rocks or something.
Rocks or a picture of it.
I'll just throw this headline out there, and you two can kind of just take it from there. No evidence that almond milk can give women larger breasts.
I would never think it would. I thought it was a meat.
I was going to say, was it there before? Like, was there evidence before?
Apparently, this has been a one of the attributes that almond milk has, or some folks have been touting about almond milk, and I guess someone looked into it and said there is no actual scientific evidence to prove that almond milk can give women larger breasts.
I wouldn't think that anyway, because it doesn't come from breasts in the first place.
Plastic surgeon gives you larger breasts.
Yeah, exactly. A nice, rich husband.
Maybe pregnancy might
give you larger breasts.
Sure, yes.
Maybe a lot of bonbons give you larger breasts and ankles.
Yes.
Which are better to grab. Boy, you're... Okay, so your takeaway for the day. Eat too many bonbons, you're getting larger breasts. Your takeaway, the almond milk does not give you larger breasts.
If you are under the false assumption that almond milk will give you larger breasts, ladies, no. Go see the plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
What about coconut milk?
I do not have any data on that. I could, if your computer was working, you could.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I just might have to start chugging coconut milk, see what happens.
Soy milk. What about that?
That does give you boobs. Because of the soy, if you're a man. That's real.
Yeah?
Why are you looking at me?
Men aren't drinking soy milk.
He's got a point.
Come on.
Unless you have a bowel problem, men aren't drinking soy milk. Or you're some, you know, workout person. I'll give you that. But overall,
I don't know. A lot of gamers, they're considered soy boys.
What type of milk do you think is in the Lynch refrigerator at home right now?
Chocolate milk?
No chocolate milk.
Whole milk.
That was going to be the close second or not the joke answer.
Gallon of whole milk.
Red Top. Yeah. Red Top.
You got it, buddy.
Fat Boy Special. Listen to this. He just slipped out the line. Gamers are drinking soy milk. Soy boys, whatever.
They make Soylent. It's like a meal replacement.
Oh, so they don't have to get up to eat.
Literally.
That is quite ambitious of them. I know some drinkers that do that too. They just don't stop drinking.
Let's go to the lovely hamlet of Pembroke Pines, Florida, which is in South Broward County in South Florida. Police responded to several reports to a break-in in progress at a men's clothing store this week. As they arrived, there was reports of several individuals storming the store with rifles. Police arrived and found something very different. Now a hip-hop music video shoot was underway at the men's clothing store.
That they broke into?
No. This was, I guess, the owner or the manager or somebody who was working green-lighted a hip-hop video shoot and didn't bother to alert anyone that this was going on. The plaza, the police, they don't have a problem. No city's going to have a problem with you shooting a video of this nature. The guns were props, by the way. I got to give them credit here. They did not use actual loaded guns.
Yeah, but they still have guns with them.
Right.
Whether they had the orange tip or not, you're driving by and see a bunch of dudes with guns in a store.
I want to see the finished product and want to know what the storyline is and where the men's clothing store comes into the mix here.
We got bills and our outfit will give you chills, yo. Uh-huh. Word. I could go on and on if you want. I got jeans if you know what I mean. He's wearing slacks. You know whose lives matter. Everybody.
Wow.
Ooh. Word. See, I get deep every now and then.
Poet, and you didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a owner of a Chick-fil-A in Toledo, Ohio, facing a lawsuit by a neighboring business. What is one thing we can always count on when you encounter a Chick-fil-A whenever they're open at any time during regular business hours?
Great service.
Sure, okay, that's we all know and love that, but if you hit the drive-thru.
Quick. A line?
Long line, of course, yeah. But it moves quickly because they've got it down to a science. It's the adjoining business that has the problem with the long lines. The liquor store owner says that these lines of cars through the parking lot are cutting off access to his customers, he filed a lawsuit.
You drive by, and there are lines out in the street of... I can name the Winter Park one. There's lines on 1792.
All of them, man.
Chick-fil-A takes over any plaza it's in. Especially at like a lunch rush. Yeah, that whole parking lot turns into Chick-fil-A.
Again, is more evidence of our wish one day for a super Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
There really isn't one already?
No, there needs to be, though.
Huh.
Because you could put three or four Chick-fil-A's right next to each other and they would all be busy. Why not just build one big super Chick-fil-A?
iDrive is open.
18 drive-thrus.
Why not just have the Chick-fil-A business model teach every single business out there just how to be more productive and fast because they're so badass with it.
It'd be way too easy. Too logical.
You know, have them walk into some of these convenience stores where somebody with super long fingernails is talking to somebody on the phone while you're waiting.
Have you ever thought of trying to work at Chick-fil-A?
I put in an application. I got this job instead. Hold on, I'm on the phone.
Let's do this keyword for an axe.
12 days of Axemas keyword coming your way. All you need to do is text it one time. Spelling counts. Keep that in mind.